Dan Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Pope Francis on Saturday soldiered through a more than two-hour Easter Vigil Mass in St. Peter's Basilica, one of the longest services in the Catholic calendar, amid renewed concerns about the 87-year-old Pope's frail condition.
Sono macigni della morte.
On Friday, the Pope skipped at the last minute a nighttime procession at Rome's Colosseum in what the Vatican said was a bid to preserve his health ahead of other Holy Week events. Ships carrying a second round of aid for Gaza have departed Cyprus as concerns about hunger soar. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Off the coast of the Cypriot port of Larnaca, a large ship carrying aid could be seen on the horizon. It's one of three vessels heading in a convoy carrying 400 tons of food and other supplies for Gaza. World Central Kitchen said the vessels and a barge were carrying ready-to-eat items like rice and canned vegetables that were enough to prepare more than 1 million meals. The United Nations and partners have warned that famine could occur in devastated, largely isolated northern Gaza as early as this month. Humanitarian officials say deliveries by sea and air are not enough and that Israel must allow for more aid by road. I'm Karen Chamas.
Truce talks between Israel and U.S. designated terrorist group Hamas will resume on Sunday in Cairo, the latest attempt to bring about a pause after nearly 6 months of war in the Gaza Strip. An Egypt News TV outlet reported on Saturday, citing a security source. The warring sides have stepped up negotiations mediated by Qatar and Egypt on a 6-week suspension of Israel's offensive in return for the release of some hostages. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky has dismissed a longtime aide and several advisors in a continuing reshuffle while Russia unleashed fresh attacks overnight on Saturday. Zelensky dismissed his top aide from his post of first assistant, where he had served since 2019. The Ukrainian president also let go three advisors and two presidential representatives overseeing volunteer activities and soldiers' rights. No explanation was given immediately for the latest changes in a wide-reaching personnel shakeup over recent months. At the collapsed bridge in the U.S. city of Baltimore, focus shifts to the weighty job of removing the massive structure. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Crews work around the clock at the site of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, some above ground, others in the water, including tugboats, barges, and a floating crane capable of lifting 1,000 tons. Still, metal pieces that are too big to be hauled away must be cut down. Maryland Governor Wes Moore was by the site Saturday.
This will eventually allow us to open up a temporary restricted channel that will help us to get more vessels in the water around the site of the collapse.
Meanwhile, when it's safe, divers will be back in the water for recovery of workers who lost their lives when the cargo ship, which said it lost steering, hit the bridge Tuesday. I'm Julie Walker.
U.S. President Joe Biden's campaign is criticizing rival and former President Donald Trump for posting a violent image on his Truth social media platform. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
It's a doctored image of President Joe Biden hogtied, painted on the tailgate of a pickup truck. Donald Trump claimed on Truth Social it was spotted on Long Island, New York, where Trump was attending a police officer's wake. A Biden campaign spokesman says people need to take seriously that former President Trump is, quote, regularly inciting political violence, and pointed to the Capitol insurrection in 2021. The Trump campaign is swinging back. It claims that Democrats have called for, quote, despicable violence against Trump and his family, and also alleges that Trump opponents are weaponizing the justice system against him. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Dutch police on Saturday detained a man who walked out of a nightclub where hostages were being held after a tense hours-long standoff. They said on X the last hostage has been released and one person arrested. The man walked out of the club before being ordered by armed police to kneel with his hands on his head and was handcuffed. Earlier, three hostages had left the club. I'm Joe Ramsey.